Next person is Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Door, D-O-O-R. Diane is a date of birth is 2/13/62. She's an obese 62-year-old woman, today's date, by the way. Currently in hospice with congestive heart failure, COPD, respiratory failure, low oxygen saturation, hypoxemia, hypoventilation, sleep apnea, weakness, and chronic pain, period. The patient also has suffered 2 strokes, 1 5 years ago, 1 2 years ago, which has left the patient bedbound. The patient has right-sided weakness after the stroke, period. Recently, the patient has been suffering from depression. Her Prozac was changed to Effexor recently. Her diabetes, she does have diabetes with and currently on metformin. Blood sugar appears to be controlled. She's had some weight loss and some evidence of muscle wasting, but nevertheless continues to be obese, period. She is no longer able to get out of bed. She has diaper. She has bowel and bladder incontinence, and she has to be changed on a regular basis. She's in a group home and requires care around the clock. She also has, she's total ADR dependent, period. Medication reviews indicates that patient's hypertension has been treated both with ARB and an ACE inhibitor, which appears to be working with a blood pressure of 130 over 90. Her O2-SAT is only 89% on Roman at this time, period. She also suffers from constipation, weakness, has a KPS score of 40%, period. She used to be a computer analyst originally from California, but has been living in Houston, Texas for some time. Patient continues to decline as far as her congestive heart failure is concerned. She may benefit from oxygen at night because she most likely has sleep apnea. Other comorbidities, of course, includes dementia of Alzheimer type, anxiety, weakness, depression, chronic pain, heart failure, right-sided weakness, and stroke. That's on Diane Dorr. Thank you. Also, I'll put down face-to-face evaluation. That would be nice. Thank you.